Astu, so we'll get started. So last week we had seen the kriya padani bahuvachana rupam. We'll look at it once again, and then we'll move on to saptami vibhakti, or something that answers where or in or on, and the usage would be the saptami vibhakti. Generally it is the question would be kutra. So whenever we are looking at kutra, it exactly means where. So we will start answering that in saptami vibhakti. So we have kutra here, and asandaha. Asandaha is a pullinga shabdaha. So asandaha will become asande in saptami vibhakti, or the seventh declension. Asandaha asti, asande, petika asti. So where is this petika, or where is this suitcase? It is present on the seat or on the chair. So asandaha is basically the chair, and how do we use that in the saptami vibhakti would be asande. Asande petika asti. Asandaha asti, petika asti. Asande petika asti. So similarly, we have phalam. So vrukshaha asti, phalam asti. Vrukshe phalam asti. Vrukshaha asti, phalam asti. Vrukshe phalam asti. So this is how we are going to use saptami vibhakti with respect to the pumlinga shabda. Similarly for trilinga shabda, if it is akaranta, it will become yam, petika yam, lata yam. So that is how it would be. And similarly for napunsaka lingam, it will be napunsaka linga akaranta shabda. It will be the same as pumlinga akaranta shabda. So if it is jalam, jale, or if it is lolokam, then it will become loloke. Karnaha asti, lolokam asti. So where is this lolokam or the hearing? Lolokam karne asti. Karne lolokam asti. Cheshakaha asti, jalam asti. Cheshake jalam asti. So the usage would be in the saptami vibhakti, if you are trying to answer the question kutra or where, the word or the noun form would become in the seventh declension. So similarly, kantaha asti, mala asti. Mala kutra asti, mala kante asti. Kante mala asti. Dhanasyutaha asti. Dhanasyute. Dhanasyute dhanam asti. Dhanam kutra asti. Dhanam dhanasyute asti. So we will be using seventh declension of the saptami vibhakti in order to answer kutra. So we will look at these and try to answer them. So Lalita Bhagini.
Ha Mahoday, Namaskar. Shall I read?
Ambag.
Vrikshaha and Phalam. Phalam kutra asti. Phalam vrikshe asti. Vrikshe, is it correct? Vrikshe?
Vrikshe.
Okay. And petika kutra asti, petika asande asti. Jalam kutra asti, jalam chashake asti. Okay. But chashakaha pullingam, no?
Pumlingam. Chashakaha pumlingam.
Okay. Mala kutra asti. Mala kande asti. Balakaha. Balakaha vidyalaye asti. And phalam syude asti. Lolakam karne asti. Dhanam. Dhanam dhanasyuyayam asti?
Na, atra pumlinga asti chuna dhanasyute.
Dhanasyude asti. Acha, okay.
So similarly, there is one shloka. Karagre vasate lakshmihi, karamadhe saraswati, karamulya sitha gauri, prabhate karadarshanam. So karagre. Karagra is again Saptami Vibhakti. Vasate Lakshmi. Vasate is reciting. Vasate Lakshmi. Karamadhye. Karamadhye is again in the center of the hand. Madhye Vasati Saraswati. Karamule Pithagauri. So we are saying the end of the palm recites Gauri. Prabhate Karadarshanam. So this says that while we wake up, what is that we are trying to address in the palm, right? So we look at our palm and we kind of pray to these gods. Karagre Vasate Lakshmihi. Lakshmihi Kutra Asti. Lakshmihi Karagre Asti. Saraswati Kutra Asti. Saraswati Karamadhye Asti. Gauri Kutra Asti. Gauri Karamule Asti. So this shloka is essentially using the usage of Saptami Vibhakti, and they are essentially Karagre, Karamadhye, Karamule, and Prabhate. Prabhate is also when are we going to try this, or when are we trying to pray to the Vris, is essentially in the morning. In the morning, Prabhate. Bhataha Prabhate. Prabhate Karadarshanam. So this is again the seventh declension usage or the Saptami Vibhakti usage.
Mahodaya, now this Karagrehe is derived from which word?
Kara plus Agre. Karagre.
Oh, that is a Sandhi word, is it?
Mahodaya. Karaha. Karaha is basically the hand, and then we are saying where is it located. So Agre, the front part of the Karaha. Similarly, where it is located for the Saraswati, it is Karam Madhye and Karam Moolam. Moola. Moola is basically the...
The word is Karam Moolaha.
Karam Moolaha. I don't think it is Karam Moolaha. Kara Yogaha Moolaha. Moolam, I think. One second more there. Because Moolam or... we have to check that.
Or Karamadhyam. Karamadhyam becomes Karamadhye.
Madhyam. No, I don't think it. Everything is Napunsaka Lingam here. We have to check the.
Yeah, it is. If it is Napunsaka Linga, then it will be Karagram, Karamulam, Karamadhyam.
Karam Agre. See, madhya is actually middle. Madhya is actually madhya. So if it is madhya, then we are good. It will be pumlinga shabda. Madhya would be pumlinga shabda, and madhya would be the saptami vibha. So similar for moola or moola. Because we have both Moola and Moola, just saying if it is Moola. Moola means also something that is at the root, or this is basically the origin of the breast. So Moola would be again Pumlinga Shabda only, it is not Moolam, it is Moola. And this is basically a noun form of it. Moola is again the root of the breast, so that would be fine. And Agra, Agraha, Agrajaha we have, right, Mahodaya?
Agrajaha.
So similarly, we have Agra. So Agra is masculine, Napunsaka Lingam, or at the forward position, or at the tip of the position, or at the top, we call that as Agra, or at the end also, we can say Agra. So Agra would be masculine gender, and the noun form is Agra, and the usage for Saptami Vibhakti would be Agre only. Agre.
Okay.
and kara kara we have kara so it would be karaha I'll just check the correct proper gist mahodaya
but in napumsakalinga sir but in napumsakalinga prathama vibhakti and dvitiya vibhakti okay but after from tritiya vibhakti it's always like pullinga no
aam bhagana yes it is always similar to
pullinga no
yes sir
okay
the vibhakti form should be same so I'll share this also so where we'll see how each of these words that we have discussed so far some of them we have already seen we have the various forms of it in all the seven vibhakti so this is how it would be so if we have ramaha it will be ramaha ramo ramaha ramam ramo rama ramena ramabhyam ramaihi रामाय रामाभ्यां रामेभ्य रामात् रामाभ्यां रामेभ्य रामस्य रामयोः रामाणां रामे रामयोः रामेषु एण्ड् सम्बोधना इस् संथिङ्ग् दट् वेन् एवर् वि वाण्ट् टु अड्रेस् दट् पर्टिक्युलर् नौन् दट् वुड् बि सम्बोधना इट् वुड् बि सिमिलर् टु दि प्रथम विभक्ति सो एक्सेप्ट् दट् विल् नाट् हाव् द विसर्गः सो इट् विल् बि राम रामो रामाः Similarly for the napunsakalingam the as we discussed the prathama and the dvitiya will be the same vanam vane vanani vanam vane vanani vanena vanabhyam vanaihi vanaya vanabhyam vanebhya vanat vanabhyam vanebhya vanasya vanayoho vanana vane vanayoho vaneshu so it would always follow the same thing that we have seen in the prathama vibhakti with the pullingam so both of them would be the same the rupams except for the first two declensions is slightly different but from the tritiya vibhakti it will follow the akaranta pumlinga whatever we have seen in the pullinga shabda the same would be in the napunsakalinga and for akaranta striling shabda we have lata late lataha so this is akaranta strilinga shabda and latam late lataha would be dvitiya vibhakti lataya latabhyam latabhih is tritiya vibhakti latayai latabhyam latabhyah is chaturthi vibhakti latayah latabhyam latabhyah is panchami vibhakti latayah latayoh latanam latayam latayoh latasu late late latah so this is saptami vibhakti and sambodhana vibhakti so this would be the forms for subantas so subantas are essentially the declensions for the noun forms so subant there are different words that we have seen one is the kriya padani and this one is the noun forms kriyas generally have the lakaras the verbs have the lakaras and the nouns have the vibhakti so there will be certain words that can be expressed as both probably we will not see them in these classes but probably when we go for the advanced sessions we will see these are called studantas where we can have words expressed in the combination of both of them so we have these are called as subantas are the noun forms generally have the vibhakti and the verb forms generally have the lakaras or the tenses that we have seen right past tense we have seen the present tense only so far and the agnya or the prernatka usage which is basically the lot lakara so as we come to this which is the seventh vibhakti which is the seventh declension so karagre karamadhye karamule prabhate this is essentially using sir I'm just give a minute I'm saying the root form for kara
okay
Okay, this is only kara. So kara, has lot of meanings. So kara here could be used with respect to many things. But yeah, this is generally the front part of our hand, which is nothing but the wrist. So kara could be used. That is what the word. And kara plus kara yoga agre, kara agre, kara yoga madhye, kara madhye, kara mule. So kara mule is Mule is coming in a different form.
Base of the palm.
Amagni? This is saptami.
Base of the palm.
Sorry, what was that, Bhagni?
Base of the palm.
Yes, the face of the palm. Exactly, correct. So, this is the face of the palm. I'm just saying if it is karam mule karam adhye, how we are able to see this. And astu mode, I'll come to that. We'll continue with this. So Lakshmi hi putra asti, Lakshmi hi karagre asti, Saraswati putra asti, Saraswati kutra asti, Saraswati karam adhye asti, Gauri putra asti, Gauri karam mule asti, karam mule asti. अस्तु अस्तु पेटिका अस्ति कंदुकम अस्ति पेटिकायां कंदुकम अस्ति सो पेटिका इज आकारांत स्त्रीलिंग शब्द एंड द सेवेंथ डिक्लेंशन फॉर्म और द सप्तमी विभक्ति वुड बी पेटिकायां वुड बी द यूसेज अस्तु पेटिकायां कंदुकम अस्ति
Mahadeya, could I ask a quick question?
Bhagini?
The one before, Shaha turned into Daha, I thought that means that it is on something. But this Ka to Yam, is it means inside something?
Yes. So whenever we are using the Kutra or where, it could be on something or in something. Right, Bhagini. So that is where the usage will come to Kutra. Where is something? Where is the ball? The ball is inside the box, or a ball is on the table, or ball is under the table. So that is where we will try to use this, right?
So is it that the first word, the one that attached to Saha, so this is only for Pumlingan, right? So this is a noun, right?
Petika is a noun.
Yes. So the noun would have like female, male, neutral. Do they all use the ha at the end when we say it's on top?
Ha is okay. Here we have Vrukshaha. Vrukshaha is actually the root form of the word Vruksha. So Vruksha is actually the root form. Vrukshaha is becoming the first declension. So whenever we are using the seventh declension, it would become Vrukshe. Vrukshe Phalam Asti. Similarly, we have Karanaha. Karanaha is becoming Karane. Chashakaha is becoming Chashake. So for the Pumlingam, the Aha is becoming A. So Karnaha, Karane, Chashakaha, Chashake. But for the Strilingam Shabda, wherever there is the Strilingam Shabda, Petika, this is becoming Yam. Petika Yam. Lata Yam.
Okay. So I missed that. So sorry. sorry, it's taking me so long. So for the saha, saha is a pullingam, is it correct?
Saha is pullingam, but the tat would be the rupam. So whenever we are using saha, it would become, the usage would be slightly different here. So he or she is going to have tasmin or tasyam. So that is how it would be in the Saptami Vibhakti. The rupams are different, but the root form of the word is tad. So the tad would be the root form. And for pumlingam, it would become saha. And for strilingam, it would be sa. But the seventh declension or the Saptami Vibhakti would be tasmin or tasyam. So the rupam would be different with respect to the pumlingam and strilingam.
So if I understand you correctly, when we look at a pullingam or sterlingam or the other neutral one, before we change it, we have to go back to the root word first, and then we change to the on or inside. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And this table is the one that would tell us the root cause. Could you share this table in the next email?
Sure, Bhagavan. This will be shared.
And also, the last class, I think you have some tables that I haven't seen the email yet. Could you share the last class table as well?
Yeah, so this table as a PDF would be shared. So this is the one that we had discussed in the last class. So I'll have this shared via this link.
Okay, thank you.
So next, we will look at the strilinga shabdaha. So we'll try to see how the forms of the words change. So Arun Mahodaya, can you please do this?
Mahodaya. Kutra asti. उत्पीटिका अस्ति पुस्तकम् अस्ति पुस्तकं कुत्र अस्ति उत्पीटिकायां पुस्तकम् अस्ति कैन इट बी सेड पुस्तकं उत्पीटिकायां अस्ति आल्सो
यस महोदय सो दैट इज वन ऑफ द एडवांटेज ऑफ संस्कृतम लैंग्वेज वेयर वी डू नॉट रियली हैव टू फॉलो द ऑर्डर ऑफ सब्जेक्ट ऑब्जेक्ट एंड द वर्ड The verb, sorry, subject, object, right? Exactly in English, always it is going to be the subject, verb, and the object, or the subject, object, and the verb. But here it is not the case. Asti utpitikayam pustakam is also correct. Utpitikayam pustakam asti is also correct. Pustakam utpitika utpitikayam asti is also correct, Maudya.
Dhanyavad, Maudya. थालिका अस्ति भोजनम अस्ति भोजनम कुत्र अस्ति भोजनम तालिकायाम अस्ति बालकः द्विचक्रिका अस्ति बालकाः अस्ति बालकाः कुत्र अस्ति बालकाः द्विचक्रिकायाम अस्ति
बालकः महोदय
बालकः हां बालकः द्विचक्रिकायाम अस्ति महोदय लेखनी अस्ति मशी अस्ति मशी कुत्र अस्ति मशी लेखन्याम अस्ति द्रोणी अस्ति दंड अस्ति दंड कुत्र अस्ति द्रोण्यां दंडः अस्ति
अस्तु नपुंसकलिंग स्त्रीलिंग अस्ति एकवारं पुनः पुनः
पेटिका कंदुकम कन्दुकं कुत्र अस्ति कन्दुकं पेटिकायाम् अस्ति स्थालिका भोजनं कुत्र अस्ति भोजनं स्थालिकायाम् अस्ति उत्पीटिका पुस्तकं कुत्र अस्ति पुस्तकं उत्पीटिकायाम् अस्ति लेखनी मशी कुत्र अस्ति मशी लेखन्याम् अस्ति द्विचक्रिका बालकः कुत्र अस्ति बालकः द्विचक्रिकायाम् अस्ति कूपी जलं कुत्र अस्ति जलं कूप्याम् अस्ति द्रोणी दण्डः कुत्र अस्ति दण्डः द्रोण्याम् अस्ति द्रोण्याम् इस् इट्
द्रोण्याम्
अस्ति
अस्तु महोदय
महोदय ask a question
भगिनि
It seems like on this slide, some of the items are inside and some of the items are on top. Mm-hmm. But in Sanskrit they use the same word either inside or on top?
So okay, here with respect to the noun form, we are saying it is we are referring to that it is. Inside petikayam kandukam asti, because here we know the ball is inside, so while we look at the picture we know it is inside the box, so petikayam would now refer to only inside of the box, but if you want to explicitly specify that it is on top petikayam upari the ball is present, so we are explicitly specifying that it is on top of the box, because by looking at the picture it is clear that this is only inside. For example, ink can only be inside of the pen, it cannot be on top of the pen. So it is the understood context for certain words, it is understood that it is only inside, it cannot be outside, right? So the ink is present in the pen, so lekhanyam mashi asti. So it indicates that the ink that we are referring to is only inside the pen, it cannot be anywhere else. For some of the other things, for example, the book can be on top of the table or it can be under the table, but right now if somebody is studying and we also see that studying has been used in the sentence, it is understood that the book is placed on the table and is being studied. So with respect to the object that is in consideration, we are saying the pustakam utpitikayam asti. It means that somebody is placing the book on the table.
Okay,
Mahode.
So like...
Ammode.
Sorry. For the cases where it is... you just look at the situation to see which one make the most sense, either on top or inside. But in terms of the word, it's the same word. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Mahoday, now what I've understood is, kutra is a question, where?
Where.
And the answer can be, it is showing the location where it is present. Either it is on or it is in.
Yes, Mahoday, correct.
So it shows the location where the item is present. Kutra asti is where is it present. So it can be on the thing or inside. It is showing the location where it is present. Is it correct understanding, Mahoday?
Yes, Mahoday. Right now, yes, that is what is the understanding. But right now when we are looking at the object and we are saying that this is present inside the box, because we know what we are looking at is only this picture, and with respect to this picture, the ball that we are talking about is inside the box. We know that. So that is why petikayam kandukam asti with respect to the image makes sense. And whenever we want to say upari or something, there we will use the Shashti Vibhakti, meaning on top of the box. So petika yaha upari kandukam asti. So on top of the box, if we want to use it, then we will go to Shashti Vibhakti and start using the usage. Right now, if it is in or on, petikayam kandukam asti, and with respect to this usage, it is because in the box, and we know the image is also specifying that the Saptami Vibhakti is applicable. So upari, then adaha, we have seen this already, and when we look at them, then we start using the Shashti Vibhakti, and on top of the of what is this, of which direction it is, then we'll try to go to and we'll try to use the Shashti Vibhakti. So again, for example, let's say, Nagarasya Bahi Nadi Asti, means the river is outside the city, but if we want to say the river is inside the city, or the lake is inside the city, so then we will say Nagare, that will become Nagare Nadi Asti, that is what the lake is in the city, the river is in the city, that is how we kind of use it. So the usage would be the difference between the Shashti Vibhakti and Saptami Vibhakti. So we would have to specify if it is belonging, or if you want to say of the direction, or of, we kind of bring in the usage of belongingness with respect to that object, then we kind of start using Shashti Vibhakti. But if we are trying to say where a particular object is located, or where a particular thing is located, or we are looking at the position of that object, then probably Saptami Vibhakti will be used. We are trying to specify the location, or it is basically the sthanam, then we are using the Saptami Vibhakti. If it is basically the relation with respect to that object, or if it is basically to the belongingness of that object, or we are trying to establish a relation with respect to that object, that would be the Shashti Vibhakti usage.
Okay.
Astu Mahodaya. So that is how we are going to use it. And similarly here, there is one shloka. We'll come to this. This is basically from the Bhagavad Gita, where some of the usages here is with respect to Shashti Vibhakti, and also there is usages with respect to Saptami Vibhakti also. We'll come to this later. And there is also Dvitiya Vibhakti. There are a lot of usages. One word that is pointing to the Saptami Vibhakti is Prithvi, and the usage in the Saptami Vibhakti or in the seventh declension is Prithviyam. Prithviyam is what we see. Astu. So Punya Gandha Prithviyam cha Tejoshmi Vibhavasau is what is being said here. Gandha Kutra Asti, Gandha Prithviyam Asti, Gandha Prithviyam Asti is what is being referred to here. Gandha Kutra Asti, Gandha Prithviyam Asti. So this is basically to the smell of something. Gandha is essentially something that is emanating from some nice object is Gandha. Where is it emanating from? It is emanating in the earth, or it is emanating on the earth. That is what we are saying here. Gandha Kutra Asti, Gandha Prithviyam Asti. Astu, similarly, Ikaranta, Strilinga Shabda, Prithvi, Strilinga Shabda.
So that Prithvi becomes Vyam.
Prithviyam, Prithvi, Prithviyam.
Mahodaya,
pruthivyam pruthiviyam pruthivi it was na pruthivyam
pruthivyam
pruthivyam v is not there no?
pruthivyam
similarly koopi becomes koopyam so p won't come there
koopi amoda koopi was koopyam koopyam
lekhani
lekhnyam okay lekhani lekhnyam lekhnyam and there is so ikaranta whenever it is ending that takes some halantam form and akaranta is maintained as it is so that is how the saptami usage with respect to strilinga would be so so nadi would become nadyam nadi would become nadyam koopi would become koopyam and then lekhani would become lekhanyam and similarly if we have akaranta sita lata they would become sitayam latayam that is how the strilinga shabda would take the forms and if we have ukaranta then let's say we have vadhu vadhu will become vadvam that is how the rupam would be and with respect to napunsakalingam this would follow what we have seen in pumlingam whatever is there in the pumlingam that is what would be there in the napunsakalingam also the form would almost be the same for example ramah would become rame similarly vanam would become vane ikaranta would be slightly different with respect to saptami vibhakti we have not yet seen the ikaranta in the napunsakalinga forms they would be slightly different and similarly so far whatever we have seen most of the times is ajanta means the ending is a or a that is what we have seen only with respect to a to e we have not seen the halanta shabdas right halantams we have not yet seen so there the rupams would be slightly different we will also do that we are part of practice all that we are looking at is only this sheet right now we are not going out of this so we are only doing akaranta akaranta and ikaranta strilinga shabda and akaranta pumlinga and akaranta napunsakalinga shabda these are the forms that we'll see and we'll come back to this there are other things we have seen which is basically the dakaranta shabda tad shabda so tad usage is slightly different it wouldn't be like this so tad shabda we have tasmin tasya etas tasmin sorry saptami right tasmin and tasyam so etasmin etasyam so this it would be the rupams of what we have seen with respect to eshah esha tad would be the root form for sah and sa and tat so for them it would be following tasmin and tasyam tasmin and tasyam would be for tad shabda so and for etad which we have seen as eshah and esha they will have etasmin and etasyam respectively for pumlingam and for strilingam, etasmin and etasyam. These would be the forms that we have seen so far, and there are others that as we go forward we'll see. We have yet not seen how takaranta pumlinga bhavat shabda and bhavati shabda. This is again with respect to the noun forms also, they will take these forms where we have to see what is called as pratyaya. Pratyaya, we'll see that and see how these forms change. So now we'll look at only the ajanta pumlinga, ajanta napunshakalinga and ajanta strilinga shabdaha. Then we look at the napunsakalinga forms. Napunsakalingam is what we see here. So, Prema Bhagni, can you please do that?
Vahana kutra asti?
Na, simmaha kutra asti.
Huh? Vahana asti, simmaha asti. Vani shimaha asi. Sangha nakam asi. Chitram asi. Sangha nike chitram asi. Now this one means it's inside the computer?
Amal.
Ah, okay. Push pum asi madu muk shika asi pish push pe madu muk shika asi
madu muk push pe asi.
Sorry, do you mind speak slower again?
Madhu Makshika.
Maduk Makshika. Okay. Madhu push pay Maduk Makshika asi. Mang ma matiram asi. Devaha asi. Madiri devaha asi.
Mandiri
devaha asi. Mandiri means a temple.
Yes, Bhagini.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
Vanam asti, simmaha asti, vane, simmaha asti, sanganakam asti, chitram asti, sanganake, chitram asti, pushpam asti, mandiram asti, pushpam asti, madhumakshika asti, pushpe madhumakshika asti, devaha asti, mandiram asti, mandire devaha. So this is the opening shloka of the Gita. So the opening shloka starts with this: Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre Samaveta Yutsavaha Mamakaha Pandavascheva Kimankuruvata Sanjaya. So this is again from Gita. So we have a lot of words, and the usage with respect to the Saptami Vibhakti is given with respect to the first two words, Dharma Kshetre and Kurukshetre. Dharma Kshetram, Kurukshetram. Dharma Kshetre is the Saptami Vibhakti, Kurukshetre is the Saptami Vibhakti in this particular shloka.
Mohodaya, this means that this is inside the Dhamma and inside the Kuru?
Kshetram, Dharma Kshetram, Kurukshetram. So the complete word is Dharma Kshetram and the Kurukshetram.
So inside the Dhamma Kshetram and inside the Kuru Kshetram?
Yes.
Does matter the orders? No, it doesn't matter which one's inside which one?
No, Bhagni. It is not like inside the dharma kshetram there is kurukshetram. No, the both the words are in the seventh declension. So dharma, if we put kurukshetre dharma kshetre, that is also saying that in the land of kurus and in the land of dharma, that is how it could become here. But here it is dharma kshetre kurukshetre. So kshetram could also become. So order really does not matter, but what is intended here is where is this happening, right? So that is what is dharma kshetre kurukshetre.
Okay, so this means it is at those places. It's yes. Not on or inside anymore, right?
Yes, it is happening at those places, dharma kshetre kurukshetre.
Thank you.
Astu, so the usage is seventh vibhakti here, or the saptami vibhakti. Astu, so this is how the question would be. Pandavaha putra asti. So when we try to do the Anvaya of this shloka, we are trying to look why these words have been used and is the answer available in this shloka, right? While the war begins, here this is being answered, Pandavaha kutra asti, Pandavaha, where are the Pandavas? So that is where it is available in this shloka. It says dharma kshetre kurukshetre samaveta yutsavaha mamakaha pandavacheva kim kuruvat sanjaya. So what is being asked is being answered here. Where are the Pandavas? The Pandavas are in the dharma kshetre. Where are the Pandavas? The Pandavas are in the kurukshetre. So Pandavaha kutra santi. Pandavaha. So Pandavaha is Bahuvachna Rupam, Pandavaha. Pandavaha Kutra Santi. So rather than Asti, it would be Santi here, because we are looking at the Bahuvachna Rupam of that word. So it would be Santi, Pandavaha Kutra Santi, Pandavaha Dharma Kshetre Santi. And Pandavaha Kutra Santi again Kutra Santi, because Kurukshetre. What is being referred to for Kurukshetra? Who are in the Kurukshetra? Or where are they? Right? They are at the Kurukshetra, or they are in the land of the Dharma, which is Dharma Kshetre. So that is what would come here, Dharma Kshetre. And are on the holy field of Kurukshetra, that could also mean. So they are at Dharma Kshetre, or Dharma Kshetra and Kurukshetra. Or the land of Kurus could also mean Kurukshetre, because the word Kuru refers to the dynasty of the Kurus. Right? So Kurukshetre. So that is what would be the answer. Pandavaha Kurukshetre Santi. Pandavaha Dharma Kshetre Santi. So again, Kurukshetra Dharma Kshetra, Kshetram, Kurukshetram Dharma Kshetram is what would be looked at, and the Napunsaka Linga's seventh declension of the Saptami Vibhakti would be Dharma Kshetra Kurukshetra. Astu? Astu. So this is a small exercise that we'll try to do it here. So Krishnamurti Mahodaya, can you please do the exercise for this particular slide?
Aam Mahodaya. Phalam kutra asti, phalam vrikshe asti.
Samichina Mahodaya.
Yes, but some of the words, I don't know the Sanskrit form, and I didn't write all of these down, unfortunately.
Sure. अस्तु महोदय. सो वाट् एवर् यु कुड् दट् इस् फैन् विच् आर् यु कुड् रीकाल् आर् वाट् एवर् इस् रेडिलि अवेलेबल् दट् शुड् बि ओके.
ओके महोदय, थेङ्क्स् फार् अण्डर्स्टाण्डिङ्ग्. पेटिका कुत्र अस्ति? Oh, I had actually a question about this, Mahodaya. Can we also use the word asanam or asana?
Right, we can use them. There are two things here. Certain forms exist both in Napunsakalinga and Pumlinga. That is one thing. Mm-hmm. So asandaha is actually Pumlinga. Asanam is actually Napunsakalinga. Certain forms can exist in both the things. So they can be available in the Pumlinga form, they can be available in the Napunsakalinga form. So not at all issue on that. But probably the meaning changes. Because, for example, we have Mitra. Mitraha is actually son. Mitram is actually friend. Right, so if we just use the makarant, halanta makarantam at the end and visarga at the end, the meaning completely changes of that word.
But not right? For asanam.
Asanam, yes, asanam it doesn't change. Probably as long as we are aware of the root form, that should be okay.
Okay. Dhanyavada. Petika kutra asti, petika आसने अस्ति. कैन वी से दैट?
आई हैव टू चेक महोदय. आसन्दः इज व्हाट? आसने, आसन्दे आई नो, बट आई हैव टू चेक प्रोबब्ली इफ इट इज राइट. आसने, आसनम इज व्हाट इज देयर, देन आसने शुड बी फाइन, बट आई हैव टू चेक दैट. इफ यू आर श्योर अबाउट इट, प्लीज यूज इट.
वेल नो, आई एम नॉट. आई लर्न फ्रॉम यू. आसन्दे अस्ति जस्ट बिकॉज़ आई एम सो फैमिलियर विद आसनम फ्रॉम ऑल द अदर
right
focus, that's why I asked you. But asande is fine. Petika kutra asti, petika asande asti. Jalam kutra asti, jalam chashakyam asti. ओके, चषकः अस्ति.
न महोदय, इट् इस् पुंलिङ्गः, चषकः. सो इट् विल् बि चषके. इफ् वि आर् यूसिङ्ग् कूपी, इट् विल् बि कूप्याम्.
ओके, जलं कुत्र अस्ति? जलं चषके अस्ति. पुस्तकं कुत्र अस्ति? पुस्तके. I forgot the word for table.
Utpitika.
Utpitike. Utpitike asti.
Utpitika is trilingam. Utpitika is trilingam. Utpitika yam.
Utpitika yam asti.
Dhanam dhanasute asti.
Thank you, Neetuji. Dhana, I was trying to figure out the word for a wallet.
Dhanasuti. Dhanasuta, dhanasuti.
Okay. Dhanam kutra asti, dhanam dhanasute asti. Phalam kutra asti, phalam chashake asti. Mashi kutra asti, mashi lekhane asti.
Na, lekhani, lekhanyam.
Lekhanyam asti, okay. Lalakam for the earring. Is that correct?
Lalakam.
Lalakam kutra asti, lalakam karne asti. Devam kutra asti, devam mandiram.
मन्दिरं नपुंसकलिङ्गं
मन्दिरायां मन्दिर्यां
मन्दिरे
मन्दिरे बालकः कुत्र अस्ति बालकः द्विचक्रायाम् अस्ति द्विचक्रे अस्ति
द्विचक्रिकायां
द्विचक्रिकायाम् अस्ति I think my vocabulary is I've exhausted it all unfortunately
astu mahoday chintam astu so asandah is asande you could do this mahoday Krishnamurti mahoday
sure आसन्दः कुत्र अस्ति आसन्दे
न न आसन्दः इस् द वर्ड् देट् वि यूस् इट् इन् द प्रथमा विभक्ति एण्ड् इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु यूस् दिस् कुत्र अस्ति देट् इट् वुड् बिकम् आसन्दे आसन्दे फलम् अस्ति आसन्दे पेटिका अस्ति
So did you want me to also introduce the word or just read these?
Read the forms.
Okay. Asandaha, asande, vrikshaha, vrikshe, karnaha, karne, petika, petikayam, utpitika, utpitikayam, द्विचक्रिका द्विचक्रिकायां दूरवाणी दूरवाण्यां नदी नद्यां वनं वने मन्दिरं मन्दिरे
अस्तु महोदय अस्तु अग्रे नीतु भगिनि
आं महोदय
सो वी हाव् लाट् आफ् वर्ड् अवेलेबल् आन् द ट्री
आं महोदय वृक्षे सर्पः अस्ति वृक्षे फलम् अस्ति वृक्षे चित्र How to pronounce this?
Chitravyagraha.
Chitravyagraha. Chitravyagraha asti. Vrukshe shukaha asti. Vrukshaha paranam asti. Vrukshe shakhayam asti. Vrukshe vanaram asti. Vruksham vrukshe bilam asti.
Astu. अस्तु क्षमा भगिनि
उत्पीठिकायां सस्यम् अस्ति उत्पीठिकायां दीपः अस्ति उत्पीठिकायां सङ्गणकम् अस्ति उत्पीठिकायां चषकः अस्ति उत्पीठिकायां पत्रम् अस्ति
अस्तु भगिनि
द्रोण्यां दर्वी अस्ति द्रोण्यां शिकता अस्ति द्रोण्याम् उपनेत्रम् अस्ति द्रोण्यां हस्तम् अस्ति हस्तः अस्ति
अस्तु अग्रे अरुण् महोदय
पर्वतः नो वि आस्क् द क्वश्चन् अण्ड् आन्सर् इट् महोदय
न महोदय you have the picture, just identify the objects where they are.
Parvatah kutra asti, parvatah, how do you, parvat?
Vane parvatah asti, vane gajah asti, vanam asti, parvatah asti. Vane parvatah asti, parvateh vanam asti.
Vane, vanam becomes vane, okay. Vane parvatah asti, vane gajah asti. No. Correct.
Vane
gaje, or is it gaje vanamasti?
Inside, we want to say the forest is available or the forest
vane,
or the
vane. Vane gajaha asti. Vane parnam asti. Vane vyagraha asti. Vane simham asti. Samichin Mahode?
Vane Simha. Samichin Mahode. Astu. So again, we have these objects here. Lalita Bhagini?
Amahode. Kim Kim Asti. Dichakrika Shalayam, is it correct? Shalayam asti?
Yes, Vidyalayam.
Vidyalayam. Vidyalayam asti. Pustakam. Ha, Vidyalayam. Pustakam. Vidyalayam asti.
Vidyalaye. Vidyalayaha. Vidyalaye. Patashala. Patashalayam.
Ha, ha, ha. पाठशाला ओके ओके द्विचक्रिका विद्यालये अस्ति पुस्तकं विद्यालये अस्ति देन बालकः विद्यालये अस्ति देन अध्यापकः विद्यालये अस्ति व्हाट इज द
कंदकम
व्हाट इज कॉल्ड बोल
कंदकम
कंदकम
Kandukam, ha. Kandukam vidyalaye asti and the table.
Utpishtika.
Utpitika.
Utpitika vidyalaye asti.
Kandukam
utpitika. Okay.
Asti.
Salary?
Humbug.
Katrika?
Kartari.
Shale Katrika, no?
Kartari.
Kartari. Pakashale asti? Pakashala?
Pakashala,
Pakashala.
Is it Pakashala, yam?
Sakalinga.
Pakashala, Pakashalayam.
Okay. Kartari Pakashalayam Asti. That is Droni, no?
Darvi.
Darvi.
Darvi. Oh, Darvi. Pakashalayam Asti. Kupi.
Chashakaha.
Pakashala.
Kupi. Chashakaha. Kupi api asti, kupi api asti.
Chashakaha pakashalayam asti. Bhavati. Is it? Bhavati pakashalayam asti.
Bhavati.
What is called that lady?
Patakaha.
Janani.
Janani. Janani.
Mother, father.
Can't hear you. Hello?
Patika, Patika Bhagini. Patika is actually our part.
Acha, Patika Pakashalayam Asti. Then glass. what is the word for glass?
चषकः
पाकशालायाम् अस्ति. चमसः पाकशालायाम् अस्ति. चमसः
अग्रे अरुण महोदय.
महोदय, can I ask a quick question? What's the difference between Kutra Asti and Kim Kim Asti?
What is present where? So what is present at what place is what we are asking. Where is it present? It is present in the kitchen.
So Kutra Asti is where? And Kim Kim Asti is
what is present at
what is inside?
What is present?
What is there? Okay, thank you.
Kim Kim Asti. Jalam Nadyam Asti. मीनः नद्याम् अस्ति. नौका नद्याम् अस्ति. एण्ड् फोर् स्टोन् वाट् यू से महोदय?
शिलाखण्डं
नद्याम् अस्ति.
आं महोदय. अग्रे प्रेमा भगिनी.
Sorry, I don't remember any of the Sanskrit word for any of the items. Sorry.
Astu bhagini, chinta mastu. Neetu bhagini.
Graham sanganam asti.
Gruhe
sankanam asti. Gruhe asandam asti. Gruhe janani asti. गृहे पेटिका अस्ति. गृहे जनकः अस्ति. गृहे वाट् यू काल् विण्डोस् महोदय?
कर्टन्स् भगिनि.
वाट् डु वी काल् कर्टन्स् इन् संस्कृत?
एकनिमिषं भगिनि. सो जवनिका
गृहे जवनिका अस्ति.
अस्तु भगिनि. सो वील् स्टाप् हियर् फार् टुडे एण्ड् ऐ विल् शेर् दिस् So we'll meet again next week. Puna milamaha.
Dhanyavad Mahoday.
Dhanyavad Mahoday. Mahoday, will you please share the link for the Kriyapada Koshtam?
Astu bhagini, I'll do it today.
Thank you.
Punar milami.
Last to last week, video is not opening, sir. Last to last week.
Okay, let me check that, Bhagini. I'll not get recorded or something.
Dhanyavadah, Punar Mila.
Dhanyavad, Bhagini. Punar Mila.